Matt Kohler is a brand manager for Clorox. He says every day the company is getting greener. It recently bought Burt's Bees, which is known for its beeswax lip balms, lotions, and shampoos. But nearly as important to many people is that the company was started by a man who just loved tending bees. They like seeing a picture of the thick-bearded bee man Burt Chavitz on each label. Clorox's Kohler says consumers want to buy into that ecologically minded spirit.
Well, I think if you look at the marketplace right now and where we're seeing growth, two of the major trends that are driving growth, one is health and wellness, and then the second piece is around sustainability. And the nice part is where you can have products that actually overlap both of those trends. So they cover health and wellness and they cover sustainability at the same time. That's kind of the sweet spot for growth for the company.
Kohler says Clorox can help Burt's Bees by getting it on the shelves at Walmart and other big stores. But he says Burt's will remain semi-independent so it can maintain its own spirit and culture.
I'm excited about it. I think that it really offers not just potential growth for the company, but products that we love and believe in and consumers are passionate about.
But the online buzz about the purchase has not been favorable. A health blog on the Chicago Tribune website is similar to many others. Comments range from, quote, "say it ain't so," to "I was horrified," to "we will be dropping Burt's from our shelves since we don't feel the mission of the new owners aligns very well with the mission of our retail operations."
You know, it's certainly raised a lot of eyebrows, I think, within the environmental community.
Alex Scranton is with the group Women's Voices for the Earth.
I think a lot of people are looking at it differently because Clorox does own it, and they're a little bit concerned that Clorox may not be able to, keep to all the commitments that Burt's Bees originally had. And so I think there are, certainly some consumers who are wondering where the accountability is and how do we make sure that that Burt's Bees, stays as true as it had been.
There have been a lot of similar buyouts of natural products companies in recent years. Colgate-Palmolive, one of the biggest oral care companies in the world, purchased Toms of Maine, a niche toothpaste company known for decades for using only natural ingredients. Leading cosmetics company Estee Lauder acquired Aveda, an environmentally friendly skin and hair care products line. And multinational giant Unilever bought socially conscious Ben & Jerry's ice cream company. Tom Lyon is chair of sustainable science, technology, and commerce at the University of Michigan Business School. He says the bigger companies can give smaller companies stronger financial security without changing the products. But in some cases, like at Ben & Jerry's, lots of employees leave.
They don't feel that the Ben & Jerry's that operates within Unilever is the same company, the same small company that it was years ago, and it's not. Small companies have to adjust when they're bought by larger entities, and the culture is going to change.
Lyon says the sense of shared commitment at a small, socially conscious startup company can make it feel like a family. He says many people attracted to that type of workplace are not at home in a large conglomerate. So he says Ben & Jerry's, for example, lost lots of its committed, innovative employees. As consumer demand for natural products grows, Lyon expects more big corporations will buy out small, green companies in the future.
And every time it happens, we'll feel a little bit bad about it. But I think the consolation is that we're gradually seeing the overall market become much greener. And so we can take a little comfort in that.
As Burt's Bees becomes more widely available, Clorox is anticipating growth from Burt's. Like a lot of big corporations that are acquiring smaller green companies, it's expecting to cash in on the growing interest in the ideals and practices that built those small, environmentally friendly companies. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.